Welcome, Bikish.
Thank
We're
you.
We're so happy you're here.
And get your mouth right up to the.
Thank you, Ellen.
There you go.
Bikish is going to be performing at the Spotty Dog
tonight
at 8 o'clock with Liv Caro. Do you know Liv Caro? Have you met her?
I've met Liv Caro once. Yeah. And I feel like I've known her my whole life.
She's really much loved here in Hudson, New York. She is what you call a singer-songwriter, one of those hyphenated names or slash names. And you, I am told, are a media star. My friend was just here from Boston, and she said, oh, he's a media star. And
what does that mean?
I don't know. I was going to ask you. I was hoping you could tell me how to become one or how you did it. I do know that you were invited to perform at Howard Zinn's memorial service. And how did that all come about?
I wrote a song about the internet. It was a protest song. And whomever was in charge of kind of organizing Mr. Zinn's memorial service was touched by that song and asked me to write an original composition for the memorial service. I couldn't pass it up. Yeah.
Do you see yourself... Oh, you don't have headphones on. Do you see yourself as in the protest song genre?
No. I mean, I think all my songs are protest songs, but that can even be a love song. So I wouldn't say that I'm overtly political or anything like that. Mm. I guess I wouldn't classify it that way, but I tend to say things in my songs if that means anything. Or try to.
Well,
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from rural Pennsylvania.
Oh.
But I live in Oregon currently.
You and live in Oregon?
I live in Oregon currently, yeah. And so upstate New York kind of feels like a second home in a sense because it's similar to rural Pennsylvania. And
Oregon?
And kind of, yeah.
You wouldn't happen to be in Portland, would you?
Yes, Portland. Portland's the space I'm in.
The go-to space in Oregon.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe how many times I've met young people in town here who say, oh, I'm moving. And guess where? And they say Portland. And I, of course, being me, say Maine. And they say no.
Actually, Portland, Oregon took its name from Portland, Maine.
I did not know that.
Or maybe it was the other way around, but I think Portland, Maine was
probably there first. I mean, there first. Named first. Yeah. Not they're both there, obviously. But
well, why don't we stop and have a song if you're ready to do that for us?
I think so.
That'd be great.
Should I use this microphone also on the guitar?
I'm going to. Oh, what okay. I can give you my mic.
Yeah,
we're mic poor here.
Yeah.
This is an old song of mine called Down by the River. And I wrote this song in Pennsylvania when I was stuck in a blizzard. And it's based off a song that Pete Seeger used to sing. And I ended up writing new verses to it. And I wrote the song when I was sitting next to this river that ran through the town in Pennsylvania called the Susquehanna. By the river, there she was, pinning the line and drying her clothes. From the hill I watched as my love stood alone. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. Thank you.
old church bells never did sound as they did the day my love and I were bound, as they did the night my wife was not found. Fare thee well, honey, fare thee well. Her golden hair was to the wind, and the orange sun warmed her aching skin. Bending low, she gave the kettle to the river flow. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. So here I that time at the river bed I stand beside no lover of mine, yet I remember well, though the days pass me by. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. Fare thee well.
Wow, thank you. That's great.
Sound of four hands clapping. That was wonderful. Thank you. Has Pete Seeger heard this?
I did actually get to sing this for Pete Seeger a few years ago.
Did
at
you?
Clearwater Festival, so it's a special one to me.
Well, it's special to me, too, because I grew up along the Susquehanna.
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
Where was that?
Kirkwood, yeah. New York.
Okay, okay.
Near Binghamton.
Cool. So you floated down the Susquehanna maybe in once upon a time?
Yeah, sort of.
Cool.
So I floated on the Susquehanna once. It was one of those party boats down near Harrisburg. Is that where they are? No, not Harrisburg. What's the big city in Pennsylvania on the Susquehanna?
Is it? It's not Pittsburgh.
No.
I don't know. Gettysburg?
Sure. It was near Gettysburg, I guess. I don't know. It was one of those towns. But they have all these party boats on the river. You know, those flatbedded boats where you just sit and drink?
Right. Right, kind of like a, maybe like a, not a platoon, what is it called? I forgot the name.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, that was my experience of the Susquehanna. A real Mark Twain kind of experience, you know? Let's go get drunk on the Susquehanna. Sorry. That was relevant. So where else have you been playing lately? Are you on a tour or are you just?
Yes, I'm on a tour. That's why I look kind of haggard right now.
Yeah.
Just for our radio audience to know. I was out on the West Coast for a couple weeks and then flew out east and did a couple dates earlier this month, and then saw some family out here and did some writing. And the tour really started on the East Coast yesterday in Boston. So.
Yeah, you flew out. That's unusual for wandering musicians these days.
Yeah.
Most of them that come into town are in these buses that you open the door. And
the mayonnaise jar falls out.
The mayonnaise jar falls out. The body odor comes wafting through the air.
Yeah.
But it's cute. It's nice. It's the way to be a musician today, and it's a different model, you know?
This is really a great town for young musicians. Suddenly we have this big influx of all kinds of people. It's
right.
Really great.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
And we have several recording studios here, too.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that also.
Yeah, it's one of the things that's really developed in the past 10 years, you know, or even less, 5 years maybe, that that music has taken a huge role here. It used to be just antiques and art.
Mm. And when did Club Helsinki arrive here?
That's a good question. Finally arrived, I think, what, 3 years ago, maybe?
They moved over from the Berkshires.
From Great Barrington, where it was a much smaller kind of ramshackle little place.
On Western Mass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, you know, if you go due east from here, straight across, you hit Great Barrington.
That's right. That's right. I always used to get stuck in snow over there.
Yeah, it's more mountainous.
Yeah.
And cold.
So how long have you been performing? When did it all start?
It started when I got a Johnny Cash album at a church swap when I was living in Pennsylvania. I bought that for a 25 cents, and it was kind of a joke at the time. I was too young to understand country music, but that's when it really started, the germ of it all. But I started performing 4 years ago. Yeah. So
when are you going to go electric?
There's an electric guitar on this upcoming album.
Oh, really?
One.
I was just, you know, kidding you because you have a Dylan-esque look and feel to your songs, but that's cool. Stay pure, stay acoustic as well. It doesn't matter anymore, right? I mean, it's not like like it once was, where if you betrayed the folk tradition, you were exorcised.
Yeah, luckily that doesn't exist anymore.
So you're gonna play some more for us?
Yeah. I'll sing a song from this upcoming record.
Great.
It's called "Searching for the Sun." This one's for Becky if she's listening.
He lets it all die. In his house he lies. He's reminded why his bitterness reigns. Oh, he's the kind of one to find reasons to run. Yeah, he's the kind searching for the sun. Where there's many lost now, drugged out, deluded in the heat. Sir, I'm young still, hope-filled, not one of them's me. So he goes on looking, yet it creeps up on him, a fear he hides, all in vain. Wasn't one to wear his burdens or despair. No, it seemed like he didn't care, despite all that changed. Oh, what's done is done and left unone. Searching for the sun. Where there's many lost now, drugged out, deluded in the heat. Sir, I'm young, still hope-filled, not one of them's me. And what's done is done, and what is left unone. searching for the sun. Leave behind and go searching for the sun.
Beautiful. Thank you, Vikesh. For those of you listening, if you want to hear more, we wish we could give you more now, but it's Spotty Dog, or as our own Phil Grant likes to call it, Spotty Dog. It's at 8 o'clock tonight. Vikesh Kapoor. Is this the name of your forthcoming album?
No. That's just an address to you, but the name of the album is The Ballad of Willie Robbins, and it's a narrative that follows a story throughout, and the main character is Willie Robbins.
A fictional character?
Fictional, but inspired by a newspaper article I read. So
cool. And if you want to know more about Vikesh, go to Facebook. He has a Facebook page, Vikesh Kapoor. That is V-I-K-E-S-H-K-A-P-O-O-R. And his album will be coming out this fall, his first album.
That's right.
Again, tonight, he's performing with Liv Caro right here in Hudson. Hurry over there. You know, that Spotty Dog gets jam-packed with people, and it'll be nice, quiet music tonight. Lately, I've been hearing some pretty wild bands there, but we'll have nice acoustic. Are you going to play electric tonight? No, just acoustic, right?
I'm going to sing really loud.
It's at 440 Warren Street.
440 Warren Street.
Everybody.
With our own Liv Caro.
And how long are you going to be on tour?
I'm doing about 11 dates out here, so I think maybe the closest date to Hudson is I'm playing in Northampton next weekend, the 27th. But yeah, about 11
dates. Which venue in Northampton?
Iron Horse.
Oh, great spot.
I'm playing there on the 27th Friday. So that'll kind of be my first time in Northampton also. So yeah, I'm really excited to be out here.
You'll dig it.
Yeah.
That's the Iron Horse in Northampton,
yes,
not the Iron Horse in Hudson.
You know, we have an Iron Horse here.
No, I don't.
It's a lovely little bar.
It's a Spotty Dog tonight.
It's a Spotty Dog. Spotty Dogs and Iron Horses.
Right. And then you're heading back to Portland, Oregon?
I'm heading back to Portland. I'm flying back one day, and then I have a show in Portland the next day. And then I'm touring again on the West Coast in July to do some festivals and stuff. And
great. Well, I hope you'll...
In the fall, I think.
Are there a lot of... I mean, what kind of, are these festivals called folk festivals, or are they just general music festivals, or?
Both. I mean, there are definitely folk festivals out there, but the festivals that I'm doing are kind of indie festivals,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, there's indie rock bands and stuff like that, and so I'm pretty excited. It's my first time playing festivals like this, and I've gotten a lot of support out there for that, so yeah.
You know, I know
doing a show with Tiff Merritt out there also.
Oh, Ellen and I saw her here in Hudson. She performed here.
Oh, great.
A month or so ago with Simona Dinnerstein.
Right.
Okay, cool.
It was excellent. Tift has performed at Helsinki a number of times.
Nice, yeah. I'm supporting her
great.
Theater in Denver. So
that's excellent.
Right, like I'm doing a festival in Denver and then I'm playing a show with her.
But yeah. Is Portland is your base now?
Yeah, but yes.
At least at the moment?
Correct, yes. Yeah, but I'm from Pennsylvania. That's what I like to tell everyone. But it seems to me like everyone thinks, some people think I'm from Boston, and others think I'm from Philly or Oregon, but I'm from the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania.
That's the best place to be from.
I'd like to say I'm from a little town called upstate New York.
Aha. Uh-huh.
that covers it.
Well, then we're friends, Ellen.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say I'm from the post-industrial horror called Yonkers, New York. Well, Vikesh, I'm sorry we can't, you know, spend more time with you, but our next guest is waiting out there. We appreciate
you. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, and I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, thank you.